under the form of gangsters or whatever you want to call them, have just completely taken over.
I'm building my church.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name,
God.
Oh,
bless you, Father.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Come, let us worship.
Call.
Glory. How are we doing, brothers?
Amen.
How does it sound, saints?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Y'all can loosen up a little bit now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know the Lord loves you?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Amen. Yes. So, in response to a phone call, I don't believe you've heard it yet, but it's just the spirit of what's going on. It goes like this. I'm wondering, you know, what we ought to be doing. What's the next step? Brother Stira said that Jesus was coming 6 months after his death. Well, it's past that. He said that in a month when all the feast days fall in September, Jesus would come. What's going on? What steps should we take? Is that what you say? I got a message that, you know, there is two prophets left. Where are they? Well, that's not my take on it, but that's the message I get, and this is the looks I get. These are the conversations we hear. Amen? Well, obviously, we are still here. Praise the Lord. Obviously, we still have faith. Praise the Lord. So, obviously, we must say we earnestly contend for the faith. And keep fighting the good fight of faith. And lay hold on eternal life. All right, if we look at the book, it would say, wherefore, take unto you the whole arm of God. That you may stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 The whole armor. The helmet. Have your loins girt. The breastplate. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory God. Bless you, Lord.
Let's get to it. Just for a little while, saints. So in answer, you know, what are you doing? The instructions in the book of Acts was save yourselves from this untoward generation. So I'm endeavoring to save myself from this untoward generation in keeping the faith, in fighting the good fight of faith, in taking the whole arm of God and standing against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But let us go back up and catch verse 13 or 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes,
where does it show up?
Jesus.
On our faces.
My Lord.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God,
hallelujah,
that ye may be able to stand in the evil day.
Hallelujah.
And having done all, to stand.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
So we stand therefore. Have we done everything else? We stand.
Hallelujah.
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 Fight the good fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Of course, there are some things that we look for. Every word of God is true, and not one jot or one tittle will fail. However, we must hear what the Spirit saith, and God does all things in His time. When Jesus came down the first time, He wasn't received because somehow the wise men figured it didn't correlate with the Scriptures. One place they said, you know, how come the scriptures say that Elias must first come? Remember that? We look for the man of sin being revealed. Is that not right?
Yeah.
We also look for the making, this is paramount, of a glorious church.
My Lord.
Not a bunch of people say they're the church and are fearful and unbelieving. But there's going to be a making of a glorious church. Hallelujah. Glory, glory without spot or wrinkle. Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. Your word, Lord.
We expect great tribulation.
Huh?
What is tribulation? Well, it's the trial of your faith. Mine's tried sorely every day. My faith is being tried right now. Hallelujah. Brother James said, count it all joy when you fall into your darkest temptation.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Steps should we take? What should we ought to be doing? Well, let patience have her perfect work. Hallelujah. When you're patient, you possess your soul. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
How about the ministry of the two witnesses?
Well,
sure. These are things that are written.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you will hear the call because, Lord willing, we'll put it on. And I like it because it talks about things that are in the mind of people.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, that's why we have all the strange things happening that are happening.
Yes.
Because everybody's not steadfast and mind made up to wait on Jesus.
Wait, hallelujah.
But I'm of a mind that he that shall come will come and will not tarry. I might say my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I don't have a plan B, Brother Phil. I have faith down in my heart to wait for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I have faith to endeavor to encourage you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how is it you have this faith, brother? Well, Jesus gave it. Yes. What is he doing with it? He's trying it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The other thing Brother James said was counted all joy. Is that all right? We have yet to get to that right response. And often now we talk about right response. Huh? A righteous response. I think this is a righteous response. If we've heard the voice of the prophet, we believe what the prophet has said. I believe that we should wait patiently and rejoice in the Lord. Fight the fight of faith. Hallelujah. And encourage one another as we go on. Hallelujah. I think we ought to stand. And after we've done everything else, I believe we ought to stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah, every word of God is pure. And the word will come to pass. You know, the spirit of the word. Because the word is spirit. Jesus said the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Hallelujah.
Huh? The word of God. Right.
Yes, Lord.
There are three that bear witness in heaven.
Yes.
The Father.
Father.
Then there's the Word. Then there's the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Well, these three are one. There's three that bear record on earth. That's the Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. That means that they signify life.
Hallelujah.
Without Spirit, no life.
Jesus.
Without blood, physically, no life. Hallelujah. Without water, physically, no life. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I give you living water.
Yes.
Told the woman that the water that you drank, you'll thirst again. But if you'd have known the gift of God, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Hallelujah. Glory. people that are drinking that living water today.
Hallelujah.
See, this is the trial of our faith.
Yes.
I believe we have, but we don't look like it.
Right.
So that tries my faith.
Hallelujah.
But since I drink it, I go on because I know that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How did you expect your faith to be tried? Somebody talk to me. Huh? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good report. Praise the Lord. Did you figure that you could just lay down on your bed of ease and say, well, you know, I'll just drink some tea and, you know, eat a few grapes and pretty soon, no, we got to fight the good fight. We got to press in. We got to strive.
Hallelujah.
Not physically, spiritually, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And we wrestle not against physical things. It's not physical things that cause us to have downcast countenance. No?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we got some things in here working now. They're not physical things, but they're making a manifestation on our physical being. Y'all follow after me and let's make a good manifestation. Let's believe that Jesus Christ is coming. Let's raise our hands. Let's say hallelujah. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I heard one talk. Let me say, I'm going to try to say this so that I don't get in too much trouble. You know, so-and-so... oh, help me, G. I don't know if I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Let's just say this. You know, people have an effect on you. We have an effect on one another. Brother Stewart would always talk about our faces because our faces would have an effect. It would affect the way that he preached and how that he preached. Sure, he had a word, you know, but still he'd look out and, of course, he had to deal with us, our faces. No? Hallelujah. He said, take faith for you all believe that I'm the prophet. Well, he said, take faith for me to believe it too. Take faith for us to believe that we're the people of God. It takes the same faith.
Hallelujah.
But even now, are we the people of God? Sons of God. Hallelujah. But some people you can get with and they strengthen you.
Yes.
The way you want to go.
Yeah.
One way or another, they'll affect you. They'll have an effect on you. And some people you get with, and they, you know, they don't help you reach the heights you want to get. They prevent you. They hinder you in trying to meet the mark. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Or we could say your family, right? I see, but we still like to go hang around them. Thank you, Lord. But we are here that we can encourage one another. How about that? Just by keeping the faith? How about that?
Hallelujah.
You know, you can give me a drink of water in the name of the Lord. You can give your sister a drink of water in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And we can say things in a way that we charge God.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And we should not charge God foolishly.
Amen.
What he did say was that he would come and save us.
That's right.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That we would be a glorious church.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that is through much tribulation.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And all the word of God has to be harmonious.
Oh, Jesus.
You understand that? We can't just take one thing and throw away the other.
Yeah.
That's not how the truth is.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But the height of the truth is Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus, yes, he is.
He has sent his spirit into our hearts. The witness is within us. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ hath the witness in himself.
Jesus.
Huh? In himself. That's self-contained. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, let's not deny that witness.
Amen.
Let's give strength to that witness.
Amen.
Let's hold fast to that witness. Huh? Thank you, Father. Because whatever questions that we have about the time we're in and what's going on, ultimately we'll have to look at God. Huh? Praise the Lord, we can't pull anything out of our pocket. And don't expect me to even try. I'm not going to do anything without God putting it on me. Huh? We've had too much of that stuff. That's why why don't we just be still and wait on God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, God's an on-time God. He's a righteous God. He's a great husbandman. He's a great physician. So he knows how to heal. He knows how to bring forth fruit unto perfection. He knows how to save to the uttermost. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Now maybe there's a way that we thought it ought to be. Huh? How about that? Well, that's one reason our faith is being tried.
Yes.
You know, when we got saved, when we think it was the way that was the way we thought it ought to be, huh? We didn't think we'd have to put up with all this, huh?
Right.
Praise the Lord. We didn't read the book, though.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? We didn't really realize the life of Christ and all it entailed. Praise the Lord. The King of suffering. King of sorrow. Yeah. Hallelujah. But through his sorrow and his travail, he brought to us great joy. Great peace. Even everlasting life. Because he laid down his life. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Pastor Rice, since it didn't turn out the way that I thought, I'm going to be nonchalant. Some are. I'm not going to strive like I used to. Some, yeah. You're not going to move me because I don't have anywhere else to go. Not you. You can do what you want to do. But I'm not going to let you affect me like that. Everybody understand? You can act like God is not God all you want to. Hallelujah. I'm going to say he is Lord. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get you to understand that we're fighting this fight of faith. And we need to fight. We don't need to look like God ain't God. Or like God is dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now some might think, well, Pastor Rice wants us to make a lot. I want us to serve God and be lively and have a blessed hope. A lively hope. That's what I want. That's what God wants. Huh? He wants some faithful witnesses. True witnesses. Huh? Hallelujah. Maybe I'll read it from the book then, huh? You know, it's just simple what we ought to be doing. Huh? Once you start in the way, you keep going. Once you put your hand to the plow, you don't look back. Huh? Once God gives you the go-ahead, you keep going. If your family don't go, you keep going. Your brother don't go, you go. Huh? Don't none go with you, still I will follow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Expect me to say anything different, did you? I'm telling the truth, aren't I? Yeah, when we come here, we should look lively, shouldn't we? We shouldn't be nonchalant, shouldn't we? We should be ardent. We should have enthusiasm. We should have zeal. Huh? And we're people that are looking for the coming of Jesus, then we ought to act like people that are looking for the coming of Jesus. Hallelujah. with our mouth we say one thing, with our faces and our demeanor we say something else. That's why he's not come. You understand that, don't you? We're talking about him coming, but when he comes, we're going to be ready. We won't be sitting around looking sorry. No, we're going to be hoping. Hallelujah. We're going to be expecting. We're just not there because we let the flesh get us down. We let that dark stuff get us down. Two witnesses to come and tell us that we're acting sorry. Well, here I am telling you. If we believe that Jesus is coming, and I believe he's coming, then we ought to act like he's coming. We ought to be expecting him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Again, the great husbandman has not come because the fruits are not ripe. And we've been deceiving ourselves and talking about ready for Jesus, and we look sorry when the word of God comes. And we fail to gather. We don't know how to worship. Come on, saints. All of these meetings we had, and we've had meetings here. And they were to get us to be an expectant people. Even when Brother Stewart said, well, he's not coming this time. Still, he expects some people to be expectant. Some people to have some zeal and enthusiasm. Praise the Lord. But he'd always say, well, you ought to be glad he didn't come. How right he was. Look at us. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And on the other hand, we're blaming God. God does all things well, everything right. Yeah, this last day, this ministry, everything, God's doing it right. To bring forth that expected in, what he wants to be. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. A glorious church. He coming back for a people that's watching. Come on now. Watching. Glory, glory. People with joy down in their heart. Glory. Come back for a people so doing. You know that. Bless you. That's what we're to be doing. Praise the Lord. You know, all the things that must come to pass, nothing I can do. I'm not going to charge God. Well, God, you know this ain't. That's foolishness. I just need to be in the place and state I need to be. You know, save myself. God's going to do his part. I remember one time we went over to Brother Spencer's place, and we were getting the stove. It was a good stove, and it was very heavy. This was before you came over. You all went in there to get it. Little skinny guy went in there to help us. Brother Spencer said, man, can you? He said, you just get your ear. And the little wiry guy picked up his ear. Moved that thing on out. So all we need is just pick up our ear. God's going to pick up his ear. Hallelujah. Too often we worry about how the other fellow's going to miss. We don't keep our eyes on us. We don't mind our own business. We don't have to worry about God missing. You just get your in, brother. You just keep the faith. Hallelujah. You just keep watching. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you just look lively. Have an open face. You just come in here expecting. You just have a heart to love to come here and worship God. Not be driven in here, but drawn in here by the Spirit of the living God. You have that desire. God will give it to you. Hallelujah. Say love my seed. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are not telling the truth. We're charging God. It's not what God is not doing. It's our unbelief. It's our sin that does the root of a sin. You know, the way we present ourselves as a sorry testimony to what God has done.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
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 Of course, we're so concerned about all these things that God ain't doing right, you know. You know, where's them prophets and where's this and where's that? Huh? Well, where's your faith? Where? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Where's your hope and where's your joy?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Where's your testimony that he's coming?
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it is true. So we address that prevalent spirit that's in the midst. I've been a lot of places. Been to ball games, pep rallies, you know, all kind of things. Family reunions. Usually folk have lively looks. Here we are in the house of God. We're not all looking lively. Huh? And that's not right. You're telling me it's because something God has not done? That's not right either. You're going to tell me it's because Pastor Rice is up speaking? That's not right either. Hallelujah. I'll just tell you flat out and plain. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all see me looking at you in the eye, don't you? I'm not afraid. Yeah, we ought to serve God like he is God. He is God, you know. We ought to be faithful witnesses. Hallelujah. So yeah, you know, you look sorry and act sorry, then yeah, it affects my faith, you know. So I have to fight the good fight of faith. Huh? You got a brother that said, come on, brother. Everything going to be all right. Then that'll help him out. Of course, you got to have it together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, there are things we're concerned about now. I tell you that. There's things that lift our countenance. I'll tell you that. Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They're not necessarily things concerning God, though. You wondering where Jesus is? Well, praise the Lord. He's right in your midst. In your heart. We're resisting him because he's preparing the people for him to come. We're concerned about earthly things. We're worried about God picking up his end. How about our end? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When did that get done away with? Somebody tell me. When did God do away with entering into his gates with thanksgiving? Into his courts with praise? When did he do away with that? We should do that. Really? Come on, saints. Let's praise the Lord. What did Craig say? When God come down before he touched the ground, you better praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to always have our hearts indicting a good man. Beware lest anytime your hearts be overcharged with surfacing and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day overtake you unawares. Take no thought for your life. Take no thought for what you're going to eat. Take no thought for what you drink. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. But first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. There's no reason we should come in here looking sorry. There's no need for that. God God beautifies the meek with salvation. Huh? Takes our old filthy garments, give us these garments of pure white. Huh? Put on us a robe of righteousness. Give us a helmet of salvation. Huh? We can gird our loins with the truth. Shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. This is what the word say. So they're asking about why ain't God holding up his end. You believe his word. God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slack. But he's just long-suffering, because when he comes, he wants us to be ready. And we're not ready. Hey, brother, he's long-suffering because he wants us to be ready when he comes. And he's long-suffering, and we ought to count the long-suffering of God as our salvation. We ought to come on and go with God. He's long-suffering with us. Say, come on, saints. How long have you been hearing about my coming? Well, I sent you the prophet. Hey, come on, saints. He's long-suffering. Not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And the way we've been coming in, we ought to repent. The way that we look, the way that we talk to our neighbor, we ought to repent. Our mouth should be filled with praise. Words of faith to our neighbor. Encouragement. Come on. We're on the battlefield. Come on, soldier. Hallelujah. Well, let me read the one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Out of the Gospel of Luke. Thank you, Father. God is a good God. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, I know it's here. Yeah, the Lord is here. I know he's here. Huh? Praise the Lord. Send back the Comforter.
Yes, he did.
Because he said, I will not leave you comfortless. Are we witnesses that he sent back the Comforter? Now what I'm trying to do is get our hearts and our spirits commensurate with what God has done for us. You know, he's done things we act like he's not done. Yeah, there's no need for us. Huh? Yeah, don't condemn yourself. Don't. Yeah, just say, I'm God's son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this demeanor, this look, it's a manifestation of some evil, some unbelief. Huh? Sure it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. It says here, I got it in the book, it says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. How about it? Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. Ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. How do they wait? Well, I'm reading the scriptures now. We should be like men that wait for their Lord. Hallelujah. You know, waiting for our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Waiting for our Lord. I mean, literally. Glory, glory. show up, you know.
Amen.
And the truth is, that's what we do.
Yes, Lord.
No?
Yes.
You mean to be, mean when we meditate upon this good law and our hearts and that a good matter and our face look like they do most of the time? That's not so. When we begin to meditate on this good stuff, we think on the things that are true and honest and just, and we get a lift in our face. Huh? We certainly get a lift in our conversation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. So it's evident that we've been minding earthly things. We've really not set our affection on things above. We haven't acquired that taste for the things of God. We still savor the things that be amiss. That makes us an offense to God. He gave himself for us. He purchased us outright. There's no lien on us. He owns us outright. We belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. We act like we're our own. We seek our own. We owe all of our allegiance to the one who saved us. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe.
Hallelujah.
That's daily denying ourselves, taking up our cross. Following the good Savior. The good shepherd. Every day. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read the rest of it. Does God give me grace? And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. This is what we ought to be doing. You understand? Not, Lord, why had you done that? And why had? No, we ought to do this. Is this not the word of God? We ought to do this. Ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. When he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Hallelujah. Looking for him. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Even now when you look for him, he shall appear. When you get up in the morning, you get to your prayer closet, you look for him, he'll appear. You get in trouble, you look for him, you call upon him. We should just be doing what the word tells us to do and stop charging God that he ain't done something right. Job did not do that. He did not charge God foolishly. And if we are not careful, that's what we'll do. Hallelujah. Said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watch. Yes. All right?
Yes.
Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Hallelujah.
Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he has.
Hallelujah.
Here's an admonition. But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. There's been many dates set.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord has not delayed his coming. He that shall come will come.
Will come.
On time.
On time.
Huh?
Amen.
Will you be ready? Huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he comes, there will be a people ready. Amen.
Amen.
But if that servant say in his heart, course, if he said in his heart, it's going to affect his countenance and his doing, his deeds. You understand that? If he said in his heart, it will affect his countenance and his deeds. And he began to beat the men servants, oppress his brother, persecute his brother, persecute his sister. Why? Well, the Lord delays his coming. I'm going to persecute Diane. I'm going to persecute Ann. Or I'm going to persecute that one. Come on. Why? Well, the Lord delayed his coming.
Oh, my Lord.
Do we say in our heart?
Amen.
If we say in our heart, the Lord's coming, then he'll show forth in our love to this brother. And our love to this sister. We won't take opportunity to persecute them. We'll take opportunity to bless them, to encourage them, to strengthen them. How about that? Now what are we doing with this time?
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're going to give so-and-so a tongue lashing? You know, I've been told, you know, Pastor Rice, I don't tell you everything. Well, you don't have to. I've been tongue lashed before. Especially by a woman, they tongue lash real good. So you don't have to, if your sister tongue lash you, then I know what it's all about. Say amen! Amen. You don't have to tell me tit for tat. I know a tongue lashing. They really hurt. All right? So you don't say the Lord delayeth his coming and tongue lash your sister. Tongue lash. Don't do that. Huh? Let your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt. You may know how you ought to answer every man. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. So this is what we ought to be doing, brother. Well, he shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens and to eat and drink and to be drunken. Well, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. How about it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that servant which knew his Lord's will. You know the Lord's will? Oh, we do know.
Amen.
Be therefore ready. Also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour,
hallelujah,
and ye think not.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, when we were kids and our parents would go off, like they did sometime.
Oh,
yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
We turned the radio on WLAC.
Yeah.
We listened to JR play the rhythm and blues.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah,
we cut up, brother. Of course, when they come, we can see the light turning around the corner. We say, well, they're coming. We get everything in order. Hallelujah! That's how some want to know that Jesus is coming. They just want to cut up and cut off. Huh? Persecute their neighbor. Persecute their sister. Oh, Jesus, well, I love you now, sister.
All right.
Isn't that how we want to do it? You know God knows that, don't you? He's going to come in a day when you think not. I'll cut you in sunder. And you'll have your portion with the unbelievers. You believe he's coming, then you love Jesus right here. This is the God in our midst. God did it that way. You know how he's preparing his church, huh? He's got brothers and sisters to help us. He said, you love me? He said, well, love Jesse. You love me? Love Dennis. Praise the Lord. How about Pastor? You love him too? In fact, if we love God, we love the brethren. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to read one from the book of James. You all appreciate the truth being told, right?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory God. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you.
Thank you, Lord. I'm answering the question now.
Right.
He said, you know, what steps ought we be taking now? You know, Feast of Trumpets is coming up. All the feast days are not in September, though. Oh, there's things that still need to take place, though. You do know that.
Amen.
But we shouldn't bite and devour one another.
Right.
Huh? Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. But the feast days are a time that we should gather. Daily we should gather.
Hallelujah.
We don't do well. Huh? Hello. You know, with our mouth we say, yeah, we believe Jesus is coming, and believe Brother Stair was the prophet sign, the messenger of the covenant, but that's not how we come to the tabernacle. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Am I telling the truth?
Amen. Hallelujah.
So because Jesus wants to save you, this is why he's not coming. But, you know, he will come, and there will be some who will be acting just like we act, you know. Hopefully it won't be you. But if you read the book, it lets you know that there's going to be some who, huh? Right? Don't let it be you.
Hallelujah.
Would be shameful, though. You know, as much as we talk about the heathen and, you know, they hadn't received the prophet and they hadn't done this, and here we are, we have, and we're worse off than they
are.
If you heard the voice, you received the witness, then live like it. Is that wrong?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We do know how. Hallelujah. It says, my brother, encounter all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yes, Lord.
But let patience have her perfect work.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In your patience, possess ye your soul.
Oh, yes.
The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for the coming of the Lord. You know, those who through faith and patience inherited the promises.
Right.
So you all get the gist, the patient waiting.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Patient.
Yes.
That means with confidence, hopeful expectation.
Hallelujah.
Not the Lord denieth his, delayeth his coming. That's not patient waiting. Oh, why God done this? That's not patient waiting.
Huh?
Patient waiting is confident that God will come. Huh? On time. As he said, he will work out the good work that he's begun in you. He will not fail.
Hallelujah.
And then he'll have a glorious church. He's going to try them sorely. We should rejoice in this trial of our faith. There's no need to look down. Yeah, this is a real trial. We should rejoice in it. Yeah, we should have great hope in this faith that's being tried.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. It's more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire. And it shall abound under praise and glory when Jesus comes. You know, all of our trials, all of our tribulations. Praise the Lord. To whine and murmur is not the right response.
Amen.
We should count it an honor to be chosen to go through tribulation. And we should be joyful in all of our tribulation. We should count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. Huh? We should know that tribulation works patience. We need patience to possess our soul.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, all right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, we believe you, Pastor Rice, now, but, you know, when we get out of here and persecution come, we go, well, some will do it that way. It's written in the book. It all depends upon the condition of the heart it falls upon. You understand what I'm saying? Some receive the word, you know, with gladness and joy immediately, but when the persecution comes, then, oh, you know when it comes, not if it comes. Tribulation is just a part of our lot. It's what God's using to save us and make us to be what He wants us to be. Hallelujah. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Come on, Ann, put on a happy face. It said we must. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to save such as should be saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Yeah. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. See how he uses patience? Until he receive the early and the latter rain. Well, what's our next step? What should we be doing? Be ye also patient.
Hallelujah.
Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. Settle it in your heart. Let this saying sink down into your ears, down into your heart. Settle it in your heart. Let us not be like children, tossed about with every wind and doctrine. It said, be ye also patient, establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. What's the next step? What should we? Well, grudge not one against another, brethren. Now, we ought to do this, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
That we have the spirit of truth. That we may receive the things that God gives us.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Of course, without faith, we cannot please God.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So whatever knowledge we get will not exclude us from the truth that we need faith.
Amen.
Are we looking for something that will give us a state so we don't need faith? Well, we're not getting anything like that. In fact, the more God reveals to us, the more He shows, the more faith we'll need.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You understand that?
Hallelujah.
And we aren't doing so good with the knowledge we have. You know, we aren't rising to the occasion. Because we need to meet it with faith.
Hallelujah.
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 Not expect to get more knowledge so you won't have to use your faith. But understand that we'll need faith. Huh? Whatever God reveals, we'll need faith.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
If that's how you're looking for revelation, fine. If not, no good. Hallelujah. And if you can't have faith for this, you can't have faith for that. Is that good? Hallelujah. Now faith. Yes. Now faith. Not when God does what I think He ought to do. Now faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Just a little while, and he that shall come, yeah, he will come, will not tarry.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Our Father, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So God gives us all that we need, the time, the measure that we need it.
Hallelujah.
He always requires of us a righteous response. For everything that God does. For us to be here alive and remaining, there's a righteous response.
Hallelujah.
There's a work for us to do. A work of faith.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Work of charity.
Oh God.
Reconciliation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not complaining and murmuring and being doubtful and fearful.
Oh Jesus.
Fear not, little flock.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then come the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They that are on the rock are they which when they hear the word with joy, these have no root, which for a while believe, in time of temptation, fall away.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And that which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard go forth, and are choked with cares and riches, and the pleasures of this life, and bring forth no fruit to perfection. But that on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise, saints.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 All right.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, there's work for us to do, you know. God didn't call us to sit on our laurels. There's a part for each of us. Of course, it all requires faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It all calls for self-denial. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
The Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The word of our testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're
thank
partial
you.
In that word of our testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
We talk about everything, but we're slow to talk about what the Lord has done for us. Yeah, we are. We talk about tractors and we talk about grandchildren, but we're slow to talk about what the Lord has done for us. And overcomers, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of our testimony. And the last part we haven't touched. And we love not our lives unto the death. That means that we're not seeking to save our lives. Or if we do, we will lose them. But if we lose our lives for the gospel. Huh? For the cause of Christ and the gospel, we shall find them. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Christ died so that we could have his life. And we should just stop seeking our own.
Hallelujah. Praise
we should get rid of our life so that we can have the life of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
So God has to get us out of the way.
Thank you, God.
And we are staunchly resisting him.
My Lord.
Thank God that he's going to prevail.
Yes, Lord.
How about that?
Yes, Lord.
He's mightier than we are.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Let us stand.
Hallelujah.
So that's the next steps we should be taking, what we ought to be doing.
Hallelujah.
Like I said, we've sent out invitation because the feast days are coming up. And we say we will observe the Feast of Trumpets by faith, if the Lord wills, right here in this tabernacle. You can join us here in Kennedy, South Carolina. We're going to begin on the 25th at evening, 6 o'clock p.m. We'll be right here by faith, if the Lord wills. But we're coming to expect and to worship God.
Amen.
We aren't coming to cross our legs and hear what the babblers say. We're coming. This is the house of God. This is one of God's seasons. We're going to come and glorify God and receive from God. We should come like that all the time.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Some are expecting folk to come. Well, I don't know who's coming. God knows.
Amen.
But we should be faithful with the ones that are here now.
Amen.
We don't have to wait till trumpets to, start being diligent.
Amen.
Drawing nigh to God. Coming together to worship.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Having an open face.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we want to be faithful with us. Brother Spencer, would you pray for us?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dearly Father, we just bless you, Lord God, today. We thank you, Lord God. What good preaching, Lord God.
And thank you, Lord.
You have begotten us again to a livelihood, Lord God. Oh, yes, we didn't think it was going to be like this, but you told us, Lord God.
Yeah.
And now we should be in a believing manner, Lord God. Oh, yes, and they overcame.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony.
Hallelujah.
And they love their lives. And they love not their lives until the death.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. That last one, Lord God. We're having trouble with, Lord God. You know, Lord God, our lives, Lord God, which aren't worth two dead flies, Lord God. But we'll be saved by your life, Lord God. And we do thank you, Lord God, for being in a situation such as this, Lord God. And we should give you praise, Lord God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord God. I often think about Solomon, Lord God, and his servants, that they were happy servants, Lord God, and I don't believe that they were whining and crying about their tribulation, Lord God. I believe that they were rejoicing, Lord God, in the good place that God had them. This is a good place, Lord God. A good place, Lord God. We hear good word from the prophet and from the pastor, Lord God. We're in a situation, Lord God, to where we can do all that you require us to do, Lord God. This environment is perfect to be a Christian, Lord God, and we do thank you for it. We do praise you for it, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Let there be no complaining in my street, Lord God. Let there be no complaining in our street, Lord God. Oh, yes, we hear this and that, Lord God, but what you said is true, Lord God. It's true, Lord God. It's true through much tribulation. Oh, yes, we are in the end to the kingdom, Lord God. But we should count it all joy that we're on this road, Lord God. Oh, all the things that we see, all the things that we experience, Lord God, we realize, Lord God, that you have sent them, and we should say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you're endeavoring to save us. Oh, yes, by any means necessary, Lord God. This is the right way. Oh, yes, so we'll just walk in it. Lord God, we'll walk in it, Lord God, and let it change us and rearrange us, Lord God. A glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. We thank you, Father. We do bless you, Lord God, for the prophet, for the pastor, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Give him strength, Lord God, from day to day, Lord God.
And
strengthen the body, Lord God, that we might have that open face, that we might be joyful in our King, Lord God. Oh, yes, you haven't done us any wrong, Lord God. Nobody has done me any wrong, Lord God. I know there's been times that I act like it, Lord God. Oh, yes, deliver me from that, Lord God. Deliver us from that, Lord God, because we're in a large room, in a good place, the place that the Lord will have us. Oh, yes. Do all thy good pleasure, Lord God.
Do it, Father.
Do all your good pleasure, Lord God. Come and save us, Lord God. Come and save us. We know that you will, Lord God. I remember a time, Lord God, my wife, she asked me that everybody had gone back to the city. She said, are you going back? Are we going back to the city? I said, no, this is a good place to wait. And God would send somebody. And he sent Pastor Rice and Brother Kirk. Oh, yes, so after 11 years, I believe I'll wait on. I believe I'll patiently wait. Because I believe what you said is true, Lord God, that you'll come again and you'll receive us unto yourself. I believe I'll do it with joy. With joy, Lord God. Truly, the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.